Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Queer clubbing community will protest TO Save Kink Spaces. A protest organized by parts of London's gay club community will take place outside Tower Hamlets City Hall next week, under the banner of Saving Queer and Kink Spaces. Scheduled for Tuesday, July 26, at 6 p.m., the protest is organized in response to attempts by the London Borough of Tower Hamlets, East London, to impose a no-nudity and no-semi-nudity restriction on Club E1. Which sometimes hosts events homosexuals and perverts. LGBTQ+ promoter Club Verboten leads the protest and wrote on an event page about it, "We ask all those who belong to the kink, leather, and BDSM communities to participate and show their solidarity. After the closure of Backstreet, it will be the second safe space lost in Tower Hamlets. The council relies on outdated and moralistic views with no regard for diversity and inclusiveness in the night economy. It potentially covers all LGBTQI+-centric venues and events in present and future sex and kink-friendly spaces across the UK." The promoter's note on the protest continued, "The council is mistakenly trying to confuse two separate legal regimes, that of the local government, Miscellaneous Provisions, Act 1982 and the Licensing Act 2003, in an attempt to restrict freedom and personal expression. Our principles are dated and rooted in unequal binary categories. Tower Hamlets Council is trying to impose its judgment on club operators and promoters by forcing them to monitor gender and sexuality on consenting adults." Club Verboten also criticized the Tower Hamlets Council's decision to use taxpayers' money to hire outside legal counsel for a hearing on the enforcement of rules on E1 and other venues in its jurisdiction. The promoter said that this is money that could have been better spent in the village. The legal battle between Tower Hamlets Council and queer, perverted promoters like Club Verboten and Crossbreed, as well as E1, dates back to earlier this year, when the local council made a first attempt to shut down such events in the area. This is Trip Records podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested in Trip Records sets is still active, you will always find the link in the description. See you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.